Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Principal Wendy Flucky and Renee Strait from Castle Heights Elementary, and we're going to be doing our Carbon School District update. It's a pleasure to have both of you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
We're happy to be here. Thank you.
You know, it's always exciting when the school year gets kicked off because, you know, it gets to a point in summer, about mid-July, where you've run out of all the fun things you've wanted to do, and it just becomes time that you want to get back in the classroom, I'm sure, for both the teachers and the students. So over at Castle Heights, what did the summer look like for you guys? Because I know teachers are often always in the classroom getting ready for the next year, but what were you guys doing over the summer to get ready for the school year?
Well, we were in the building a lot, working at our own time, just trying to prepare as well as trying to enjoy our summer as well. But we're excited to be back in school and just excited to have the kids back.
And let's talk about that back to school. You guys had a grand entrance for these students on the first day of school, and it's always so fun to see how each school decides to welcome back their students. You guys absolutely knocked it out of the park. Well, how have the students been reacting this year to coming back to school? It's always a bit of an adjustment when you go from having free time all day to having to resettle into the classroom, especially at the elementary level. You're trying to teach these kids, kind of establish those rules for them. How have the kids been handling this back to school transition?
You know, the kids have been doing well overall, considering that they've been off for the summer. We've got to get back into school, build our school stamina, but they've been great. They're troopers, and yeah, we're off on the right foot.
You know, one of the things that I've always loved about Castle Heights is the real emphasis that you guys put on reading. It's such a fundamental skill, and being able to read leads to so many other important life skills that you're going to be able to have, like media literacy, things like that. So establishing this love for reading at a young age is really a crucial skill, and you guys have taken that in full force. One of my favorite things that you guys do is you have a summer reading program and a summer reading hall of fame. For our listeners who might not be familiar, can you just explain what this program is?
Oh, I'd love to. In fact, I'm going to turn the time over to Renee, since she kind of is the chairperson of this, and just let her explain what we do.
We love reading so much, and in the spring, in May, we had a great video that was produced with teachers and students talking about why they love reading to kick off the summer reading program, and the state of Utah bought 4 books for every kindergartner through third grader, so that was super exciting. And they got those books in the mail during the summer. And then our PTA very generously donated funds so that all of our fourth graders could also get 4 books delivered to them. So they had plenty to read at home. And we started a summer reading program. And what happened is kids could log their books over the summer. And they put them online on our website. And then at the end, when we had reminders throughout the summer to keep them pumped up, and now that they're all back, we've tallied up, and so many kids read so much, and we're going to be announcing the winners soon. And then everyone who read 6 or more books during the summer gets to be in our summer reading parade, and that's scheduled for September 18th. We're super excited. We've got the mayor coming, and the ambulance, and the police, and the fire department. So we're all going to parade on Homestead Boulevard, every kid who is part of the summer reading program, and their parents get to come and cheer for them, and then all the rest of the students will be out on the sidewalk cheering for them as they go by. So that's a really fun day.
You know, if there's one thing I remember from my childhood, if there's one thing kids love more than watching a parade, it's being in a parade. And this gives them the opportunity to do that while establishing those reading skills. This is a program that you guys have had going on for a couple of years now. What kind of impacts have you seen from this push for reading, especially over the summer?
You know what? We are looking at our data, and we've just seen a slow increase of the number of students that are proficient. Our reading data last year at the end of the year showed that we had 78% of our students that were proficient in their reading. So we're seeing just that slow increase of proficiency, and we're just really excited about that.
Now, outside of reading, what are some of the other goals that you're going to have for Castle Heights and your students heading into this school year? Because I always like to hear the administrator's perspective on this. So what kind of are you going to be pushing very heavily heading into this academic year?
We also set our math goals. We set goals for attendance. We set goals for citizenship and behavior. So we do try to focus on the whole child. just to become better each year.
Now, one of the things we talked about earlier is the PTA and their involvement. They really do so much for the school community, and they play a pretty crucial role in planning a lot of these activities. So we just got to give a big shout out to the PTA over at Castle Heights.
We do. We have such a great parent involvement and such a strong PTA, and a big shout out to our president, Leslie Holzer. This is our second year, and they have so many fun activities planned, from reflections to Red Ribbon Week to Walk to School Night, just a few of the things. But they are always doing something to just make our school a better place for the kids and for the teachers.
You know, and that's a big thing that you love to see in the world of education is parent involvement in education. You know, sometimes you get the negative stereotype that you're just pawning them off to take care of them for the day. But when the parents can get in and get involved in this, it really can develop such an incredible school community. Now, Principal Flucky, Renee, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
We just continue the support. We continue, you know, the parents and the community that support us, just a big thank you. And we just ask for the continued support, because it really does take the whole community to help with these kids.
Well, Principal Flucky, Renee, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Castle Heights Elementary School Principal Wendy Flucky and Renee Strait. And we were talking about what's happening over at Castle Heights for this week's school district update. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.